With permission from the family of Brian, Janet and Ashton Desermo, who died in their home in Coniston on October 31st, a GoFundMe has been set up in order to take the pressure off their daughter, Leanne, who has experienced the staggering loss of her family. With a goal of $25,000, the GoFundMe can be found here. Set up by Diane Delisle Langdon and Melissa Billard on behalf of Coniston Minor Hockey, the fundraising is to help one of our hockey families get through the next several months. The description on the page states, Coniston as a community has experienced an unfathomable loss, and our hockey family has been left reeling and searching for ways to help, it begins. Brian coached many of our children over the years, and Janet would certainly always be heard cheering for Ashton and all of our kids on the ice. They were staples in the arena and always ready to pitch in and help throughout the community. We have tragically lost these three valuable parts of our team and community. The post then describes the overwhelming hardships that the future may bring. Their daughter, Leanne, a young student at Laurentian University, will now face the daunting task of making funeral arrangements for those she held most dear. As we deal with this incredible loss, she is now facing a future without her family and biggest cheerleaders. We hope this campaign will assist her in getting through the next few months of meeting some of the biggest challenges of her life. For more information or to make a donation to the fund, click here. Greater Sudbury police officers were dispatched to the Desermo family home at 25 Caruso Street in Coniston at approximately 6:30 p.m. on October 30, for what police referred to as unknown trouble. They entered the home, as there were immediate concerns for the person's well-being, police said in a media release. Upon entering the home, officers located three members of the family, 46-year-old Brian Desermo, 43-year-old Janet Desermo and 17-year-old Ashton Desermo, deceased. This incident is being investigated as a murder-suicide, Greater Sudbury Police stated in a press release on Monday. Due to the sensitive nature of this investigation, no further details will be provided at this time. Detectives from Greater Sudbury Police's Criminal Investigation Division are working in collaboration with the Coroner's Office on the investigation.